Hi, welcome to AnimeCons TV. I'm Patrick, and last weekend I went to PortCon, Maine. It's a geek culture convention in South Portland, Maine. It happens every year around the end of June. This was PortCon, Maine's 14th year and my 13th year going there. Had to take 1 year off for a cousin's wedding, but I've been there every other year. Maybe half of them I've been staff, thereabouts. I've kind of lost track. It was kind of blurry for a few years there. I'm not staff this year. I didn't staff last year. This is the second year I've stepped back from staffing because I need more time to do this and other stuff, especially AnimeCons.com updates and FanCons.com. But anyway, so because I'm not staff, I can report on the convention. And I do love this convention. It's so laid back, and it's always a lot of fun. It started as an anime and gaming convention, but it's kind of evolved into geek culture. So it covers everything sci-fi, fantasy. You've got lots of video games and card games and all sorts of stuff going on. Steampunk, furry. So if you're a nerd, there's something there for you. This year they set an attendance record. They had over 3,000 people. Now for a convention that has a cap of 2,000, it's a bit weird, but that's because different people on different days, and so it's 2,000 at once. But the attendance was over 3,000 this year, and that was amazing. And you know, we've commented in the past that it's a small convention, it's a small hotel, and sometimes it gets crowded, but this year actually didn't feel any more crowded than the last few years. In fact, sometimes it was really easy to walk through the hallways, so I would have guessed that the attendance had dropped a little bit. But no, it was up. And it's held at, if you're familiar with Maine, if you're from Maine, you know the hotel. It's probably the most famous hotel in Maine because everybody has driven by it at some point. It's right off the Maine Turnpike. It's the hotel that has the two cylinders, the two big round buildings that make up this hotel. It's the Double Tree, and it's located across from the Maine Mall, which, because it's by the Maine Mall, you have access to all sorts of food options. And I don't think I can think of any other convention that has more food options than PortCon, Maine. There's everything in the mall, including a food court where you've got Amato's and Arby's and Johnny Rockets and Chinese and Japanese and Philly cheesesteaks. And then you've got all the restaurants around it, whether it's Five Guys or Longhorn or Uno's or the Pizza Hut Italian Bistro, which whatever that is. But there's tons of stuff. So whatever you're looking for, you can find something to eat in the area. So if we rated this on food, it would be top of the list because you have options. Hotels. Now the DoubleTree, where it's held, fills up really fast because it's not a large hotel as hotels go, but it's one of the biggest that Maine has to offer. But there's other hotels in the area. A lot of people stay over at the Days Inn, which is a little bit cheaper, but you have to walk a couple hundred yards, I guess. Then there's other hotels in the area, so if that's filled up too, which happens, there's other places that aren't too far away. You might have to drive, but it's a short drive. Or, you know, you take a 15-minute walk, probably. So hotel, lodging, and now let's focus on the convention with programming. The convention had a theme this year of kind of a spy theme or a secret agent and espionage sort of theme. And so they actually brought in a couple guests related to that theme. They had Amber Nash and Lucky Yates, who you may know from Archer. And they were there at the convention, and they apparently loved Maine and wouldn't stop eating seafood and enjoying everything they saw and getting excited over every little thing. They also had Keith Silverstein, who's a voice actor in a lot of anime titles. He was there as a guest. Then there's a lot of artists, and they had some bands. Crunkwitch performed. And so there's a whole variety because it's geek culture. It's not just anime. They had the animation guests. They had gaming guests. They had artists. And so hopefully something to appeal to everybody. For the programming, there were a couple panel rooms. There was also, because the convention has outgrown the hotel and there's nowhere else to go, they put in some tents. And so they've been doing tents for, 8 years or something now. And there's a large main event tent where you have the masquerade, and you've got the concerts in large panels, anime and scripted. Then there's a smaller panel tent where they can have some of the larger panels. And then there's a couple panel rooms inside. There's they've got karaoke, they've got a cosplay repair station, they've got gaming rooms, multiple gaming rooms. There's miniature games where you can actually, if you're just getting started, you can actually go and pick up some free little HeroClix miniatures. Just free, no charge. Just take some. Please don't take them all. If you want to do some card or board gaming, there's a whole room for that. You can just go sign out a game and sit down and start playing it and get a bunch of friends or make new friends with whatever game you're playing. There's card gaming, there's role-playing games, there's video games. There's a huge video game room which you could play all sorts of, they had some tournaments going on. They had Mario Kart and Super Smash Brothers and, I don't even know. There was a lot of stuff. Some games I've never seen before, but that's cool. And, but yeah, people could sign up for tournaments and win fabulous prizes. Then there's the dealer's room and the artist alley. The dealer's room, as you know, is where the actual vendors come and sell merchandise. But PortCon, for the last few years, has also had a game show room. Not a game show room, a garage sale, where attendees of PortCon can sign up and bring stuff, and the con will actually sell it for them. And so people who are interested and make a couple bucks, they could have their stuff sold and come back at the end of the convention and get their money. Now, I do have some friends that have sold some things to that, and it's been a big success, but I also noticed that there's a lot of, not only is there a lot of stuff there at the garage sale table to buy, but there's a lot of stuff that goes unsold. So it seems like some people are bringing stuff that they don't want, and obviously nobody else wants. So maybe some people need to reevaluate what they're bringing or lower their prices. I don't know. But the garage sale, it's packed. And if anything, they need to start limiting how much stuff people bring, or they need to expand and give it more space, because it's crowded and it's hard to shop at that one table, that one vendor. But the rest of the vendors, there's a whole bunch of variety. It's great. You can get plushies and DVDs, manga and toys and video games, used video games, t-shirts, all sorts of stuff. And then the artist alley is where you can go and buy the artist created, the fan created stuff. And there's a big variety there. You can buy little plush kitties or some art to put on your wall, or they even had some zombie masks, which were really disturbing. And so the con also has their signature event, Extreme Geek, which is held on Friday night, which is, the best way I can describe it is if Jackass had a game show and people just compete doing wacky things and win just the shame of their friends, I suppose. Yeah. But it's a lot of fun. It's an 18 plus event, so if you're 18, check it out at least once. It's a PortCon tradition. The con also, there's a masquerade, which I had mentioned was in the tent, and it's a very laid-back masquerade. Jekka hosted, and they had a lot of great entries, a lot of good costumes, and PortCon doesn't seem to focus on the prizes, which is a good thing, because people should not be entering for the prizes. You should enter just for fun and to show it off what you've done and be proud of it. And I think a lot of the attendees really get that. They get that, hey, we're not here, I'm going to try to win $1 million and a jillion dollars and all these trophies. And no, that's not what PortCon's about. It's having fun. And that was very true this year. And one of the awards PortCon gives out is the OMG OMG WTF BBQ Award, which is one that just makes people go, wait, what? And I did record the entire costume contest, the entire masquerade, and that is going to be posted on the AnimeCons TV site. If you go onto AnimeCons.tv and go over on the side under extras, you can find all of our masquerade coverage and any of our long interviews and all sorts of other stuff. So check out our extras feed on AnimeCons.tv. There's a lot of good stuff there, a lot of costume contests. If you just want to watch a costume contest, you know, while you work on a costume, it's a good time to do that. And just put it on the TV. Watch the costume contest while you're working on a costume. Maybe you'll get some ideas. Some of the costume contests, like BorkCon, are a lot of fun to watch. Others, for anime, are really long and, yeah. So it's a good time to compare some East Coast, West Coast costume contests and, you know, see what the difference is. But in all of them, there's some good entries, so check it out. What else to say about PortCon? It's a fun convention, so definitely check it out next year. If you're in New England, you have to go to PortCon. It's a lot of fun. If you're looking for a vacation in Maine, this is a good opportunity to go, because you can hit up PortCon and then spend some time eating lobster and going up the coast and seeing what that's all like. And June is a good time to go to Maine because it's not cold and the weather varies a lot. Sometimes it's really hot, sometimes it's cold, but this year we lucked out and it was really good weather. Sunday it rained, which for the people that were using the tent, bit of a bummer. They had to go out through the rain to get there, but you know, PortCon's so laid back that everybody just has fun and you enjoy it. You make the most of it. And that's really what PortCon's about. But we want to hear what you thought of PortCon. Did you go? Did you have a good time? What did you see? Please let us know. Call our voicemail line at 762-ADEQUATE. That's 762-233-7828. Or email us at podcast@animecons.tv. And let us know what you thought of the convention or some other conventions that you've hit up recently. Let us know about those too. And I went to PortCon with my niece. She's 10, and this was her first convention of any kind. And I was worried that maybe she'd be bored or uncomfortable. She was dressed as Hermione from Harry Potter, but she had an amazing time and she loved the convention. She loved seeing all the costumes. And I'd like to thank everybody at PortCon for just making it such a welcoming environment and letting my niece feel like she belonged and she could have fun. And we had a good day, and I hope I can bring her back next year. I think she's looking forward to it, so that's good. And I'm Patrick, and this has been my report for PortCon Maine 2015.